Okay, we're continuing our journey toward Tisha B'Av with the appropriate, hopefully, inkling of what we're about to undergo in order that we can have better experience and a more meaningful Tisha B'Av this year. The Rambam in Hilchos Taneios, when he's describing the fast days, we read a little bit of this last week on Shavuos V'Tammuz, he gets to Tisha B'Av and he says five things occur on that day. It's a Mishnah in Tainus. Nigzar Yisrael b'Midrash Shal Kansel Aretz. It was the decree that Jews wouldn't enter the land. V'Charav Abayis B'Rishon V'Shnia. The first and second Bate Migdash were destroyed. V'Nilkado Ir Gedola U'Beitar Shema. There was the destruction of Beitar, which, as Rambam goes on to explain, was also the dashing of the hopes of the Jewish people that Bar Kochva would perhaps be Mashiach. Nofo B'Yad Goyim. He was captured. V'Nerigu Kulam, and so many Jews were killed in that war. V'Haisutzar Gedola K'Mochor Hamigdash. And it was for the people as great a tragedy, similar to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And the Rambam concludes by saying, Bo Bayom Hamuchan Lepronos Chor Shunashrofis Arasha Mimalche Edom Esahechel Vesavivav Lekayim Tzion Soda Techrash. So he says the number five event that took place that day was the raising of the plowing over of Yerushalayim by an evil man from the Roman Empire, Turnus Rufus. And that fulfilled the prophecy, Tzion saw the techrash, that the city would be plowed over. Now, when the Rambam gives us that fifth event, he introduces it by saying, Bo Bayom HaMuchan L'Pronos. On that very day, that is Muchan L'Pronos, that is established, that is designated as a day for catastrophe, such and such happened. So it makes you wonder, if you do the math, not my question, this is before Sitzchak asked this question, I'm sure others asked this question. If you do the math, right, we just observed Shavuos V'Tammuz, and there were five things that took place on that date on the calendar as well, right? And nevertheless, only here in Tisha B'Av, the Rambam refers to it as the day which is miyuchad, which is distinctly and especially tragic, but another day which has the same number of on the calendar historically, doesn't get that same designation. The question is, why not? So it's very interesting just in terms of the details of the history. If we go back to Shavuos V'Tammuz for a second, so we know the primary, or at least the one that relates directly to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that event on Shavuos V'Tammuz was the breaking of the siege. The walls were broken through, certainly in the time of the Second Beis HaMikdash. 17th of Tammuz was the day that the Romans broke through the siege. As far as the First Beis HaMikdash, it's a little more unclear. So even though Tisha B'Av has two Batei Mikdash impacted on Tisha B'Av, Shavuos V'Tammuz is not so clear. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says that only the walls of the second time around, only the walls in the Roman period were broken on the 17th of Tammuz, and in the first temple period, the Babylonians broke through the siege on the 9th of Tammuz. Okay? So you may approach our question by saying, okay, it wasn't exactly identical. You know, you had two strikes on Tisha B'Av. You had the first Beis HaMikdash and second Beis HaMikdash. When it came to the first Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Rambam doesn't refer to it with the same severity as the Yom HaMuchan L'Pronos because it wasn't identical. The siege was broken on one day in the second Beis HaMikdash, and the 9th, not the 17th, on the first time around. Now, why is it that we mark the 17th of Tammuz and not the 9th? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the takana was the 17th mishum the churban by sheni chomron, because in a certain sense, destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash is more of a problem, right? Because that's the one that we're still suffering from. It was the second gullus that has persisted, and therefore we mark the most recent event. But the Yerushalmi says something else. Tosfos quotes this in Rosh Hashanah. This is really mind blowing. The Yerushalmi says that in reality, where does that ninth of Tammuz come from? It's a pasuk. I think it's in Yirmiyah. It's a pasuk in the Navi. In reality, the first time around the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the walls were broken that year also on the 17th of Tammuz. How do you say that? It's a pasuk in Nach, right? There's a nevuah, there's prophecy. It was the ninth of Tammuz. How can you go? And Shami says, the reality was it was broken through on the 17th of Tammuz, but the confusion, the absolute mayhem, everything, the upheaval that the Jewish people underwent at that time, they didn't even know what date it was on the calendar. You know, we sometimes have a three-day yontif, we don't even know what day it is anymore. You know, but we're talking about, they couldn't even figure out what day of the month it was. And the Navi records it, apparently, I we have to infer, right? But why would the Navi record something incorrectly? Because part of the mourning of that day is to experience and appreciate how things were just totally upended. And to the extent that we record the wrong day in Tanakh, parenthetically, I think this is extraordinarily important for the the classic question of why we have in Chutz La'aretz Yom Tov Sheni. The Gemara says because there could come a time, Gzeiras HaMalchus, due to some oppression, due to some persecution, and we will lose the system for establishing Rosh Chodesh and thereby establishing the days of the month for the Yom Tovim. So outside of Eretz Yisrael, we need to have this backup system of Sveika D'Yoma, and we observe an extra day. So right off the bat, historically, we know that in times of persecution, the Jews, on occasion, literally lost track of the date. I don't need to tell you, but there's stories abound during the Holocaust where they literally, the way the Jews, there as many amazing stories from Auschwitz about how they somehow baked matzahs or lit Hanukkah candles, right? But how do they even know? And they had to use the moon. Very often they had to use the moon, right? There came a time in history, and it's in the lifetime of the people who are still alive today, Baruch Hashem, where persecutions, exactly as the Gemara predicts and describes in Beit Zadaf Hei, there will come times where the Jewish people don't even know how to calculate the calendar, and therefore we need to rely on the moon, and you know that brings a certain discrepancy or vagary to it, and therefore we keep an extra day. So if you ask me, you know, people question the observance of a second day in Chutz La'aretz, it seems to be precisely what the Gemara predicts. Be that as it may, that may be the reason why. Our first suggestion why only Tisha B'Av is a day that's Mukhlam Pranas is because only on Tisha B'Av did we have the repetition of the event of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed first and second time around, whereas on Shavuos HaBetamos, so it was only during the second period, temple period, that the walls were broken through on the 17th of Tammuz. First time around, they were broken through on the 9th of Tammuz. That could explain why Shavuos HaBetamos doesn't have that same severity of Yom HaMukhlam Pranas. But we're going to have to rethink that, because according to the Yerushalmi, if in reality both the first siege and the second siege, first temple and second temple, both occurred Shavuos HaBetamos, then perhaps we should consider Shavuos HaBetamos to be a day that's Mukhlam L'Pranis as well. I think we're out of time. At least some people say we're out of time. I got all night. But come back tomorrow. Bli Nedar will continue and try to offer suggestions.